All right, hey.
You hit record.
Oh yeah,
we are in video mode.
I hit record. Did you put it to video mode? Yeah, it was the little timer was there.
All right, cool. Hey,
count it.
We are expert broadcasters and also pretty decent podcasters. Longtime listeners of the show will know that we are in two beds, which means this pod's about to be fucking hot.
I just showered, but I'm ready to get sweaty.
I showered too, and I gotta say, did it hold the heat that you needed the whole time?
I think so, yeah. It didn't like drop off. Did you get iced out?
No, I just go super hot when I get in there, and I just had to burn away 3 days of New York City transit. Because I haven't showered since we arrived.
I'm your
nasty little guy. It's me, King Pig.
You don't stink, which is crazy. Or it takes a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it's the vegan diet at home kind of eradicates any... I don't have any death inside of me for about 4 out of 7 days a week.
And the cigs. And hydration.
The cigs.
Being dried out can make you stink.
Is that true?
Decay. I think so. I mean, water does miracles. It keeps us alive. So I think without it, yeah, things start to smell worse.
Well, I don't know about this water because I'm drinking the Bethpage, New York, Econo Lodge water right out of the tap.
We're in Bethpage slash Hicksville slash Levittown slash Good Boy City. Like, it's funny how many like little neighborhoods and towns are on this little island.
Townlets, I call them.
Townlets?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Chodelets.
Yeah. That's the people that we podcasted with this morning.
Yeah.
No, they're good guys.
The old school crew.
Yeah.
It was uncle hour. Look at all my uncles. My funny uncles.
Hey, I'm Skippy. This is John.
We got Tony. We got Nick. We got Donnie O. We got Donnie A. calling in later from from Hempstead.
Yeah, no, that was fun to hang out with. We just did,
but they were funny and nice.
How about
some
when
of those
that guy
guys
surprised
can
surprised
really...
us?
Oh yeah, love a fake leg reveal. Love a beep. What you wanted to draw it out? He had a fake leg, folks.
A blind eye of it. No, yeah, there was these three dudes. We went in, did their radio show for the Governor's Comedy Club Radio Network, and that's an empire. You know?
There's a lot of banners outside advertising the different combos of men.
Yes.
Young and old alike.
One fat, one with a mustache.
One fat, one fatter.
Uh-huh. Governor's Radio presents.
Somebody wondered, we just did Stavi's World, and somebody wondered, Stavi wondered.
Somebody.
Between us. Oh, well, I thought maybe it was the producer Zendig. But
Zangief. I think he is a Zangief too.
No, he said he was from.
Oh, he's Albanian. That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's not a former Soviet republic.
He's a Belusho.
Albanian oak.
He was great. But no, Stavi wondered whether we had the record for most tonnage on the guest couch.
Carrying capacity.
He mentioned, are you garbage? And I feel like we probably edged them out because I'm much bigger than Kevin.
Right, but I'm smaller
than
Foley.
And I think Foley is bigger than you, but not by enough to where they would
tip the
scales. No, because of me.
No,
because of me versus Kevin.
I'm going to say, I hope Foley's got like 50 to 100 on me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'll bet maybe he has 60 on you, but I have 100 on Kev.
Yeah.
Kevin's not that big.
He's not that big.
He's just kind of a normal looking guy.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever be like, P.U.
Yeah, oh my God, you need to get two seats on this aeroplane.
No woman would be like, aren't you supposed to be in the garbage?
Yeah, two Kevins can fit through one doorway side by side.
Yes.
You and another Lund. If my experiments work out and I grow another Lund to replace you, then yeah, you guys couldn't go side by side through any doorway.
No, I've gotten big.
Yeah.
With no end in sight. I mean, there's an end in sight. It's in a couple years.
God damn it.
But maybe I turn it around.
Get together like me, be healthy.
Yeah, you were healthy for a wink and a nod for a cup of coffee.
I've been good.
Yeah, you're doing good.
No, I mean, obviously I have so much
mass.
So much
blubber.
No. Room to go.
Organs.
Yeah. I do have that. Like the extra organs that I got when I got to 50,000 subscribers on Instagram We call them subscribers in the 50K game. They hit me up. They said, hey, you can monetize your account with all these new followers. And also, here's another pancreas on us. Welcome to the big leagues, kid.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you read the message, there was a knock at the door. Guy with a cooler.
No, actually, I heard chopper blades, and I was like, "What's that? Is it time for the culling?" And I reached for my pitchfork, and then just a guy on a rope swung in through my living room window, shattered the glass like Darby Allin, and then handed me a pancreas. The issue was having to drive out to Elizabeth to get Emily to put it in because she was working on the farm out there. Now we're riffing.
She was milking.
Oh yeah, God. I'd like her to be able to lactate without being pregnant. I think that would be a fun. If just whenever her period came, she also lactated.
When you bleed, you also have some free milk to ease the pain.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're bleeding red, let's make garlic bread.
God dang.
Yeah.
You dropped the G word on the pod, and I don't know if it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. I think an Italian person might bite you in the ass tonight or tomorrow.
What, gay?
You were late,
voting is gay.
You talked about guineas.
Oh, come on.
And that might be. And then somebody else was like, ah, he meant to say Guidos.
No, and then they said sauce monkey.
Sauce monkey, I think, is worse than guinea.
It's more fun than any other slur ever. It makes me think of like a little Chapuchin who's just like stuck in some grandma's gravy. Just swimming around in there.
Yeah. I thought of an Italian fellow before a night on the town dipping into some lukewarm gravy and then slicking back the hair with the red.
Right here on his wrist, rubbing it together.
Becker style.
No, stop. Stop. We had to put a warning in the episode because I didn't want to trigger people.
Dude.
Hold on, it's real quick. Do you think guinea is bad, though?
I think so, but.
Well, my beautiful mother and her father, William Taylor, they called wife beaters like an A-frame t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. We called them. My mom called them the same thing.
Guinea sling?
Oh, no.
Oh.
My mom referred to them as if I had no idea there was a race, an ethnicity involved.
Yeah.
Until I was an adult. But as a kid, it was a dago tea.
Dago tea.
And I thought that sounded nice. Like one word, like French or something.
Yeah.
Dago tea.
You thought it was the brand.
Debutante. Dilettante. Dago tea.
Devotee.
Devotee. Yeah, it's right there.
Mm-hmm. I wear a devo tea.
Decoupage. But no, dago tea. I was like, mom.
Come on, mom.
Jeez, mom.
Well.
Yeah, it was surprising when I find. And yeah, so same thing where it's like. Let's just call him a wife beater.
Yeah.
God, there's not a good way for that garment to come out of any conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Cormac McCarthy called them A-frame shirts.
I think that's on the package is an A shirt instead of a T-shirt.
Right, that
the
makes
T
more sense.
The T is because of the sleeves.
Right, it looks like you're the Aquabats logo when you walk around. And that's a deep cut. All right?
It's an A.
Yeah, but Becker slurping his fingers. I had to watch it maybe 100 times.
Yeah,
you know. So
Pat cut himself a little bit, not down the street, but he did cut himself.
He's using again. I found Pat with just a whole bunch. He had 3 vapes in his mouth.
The horror.
He looked like
the horror.
He looked like the mastodon that you fight in the video game that would really make this joke hit, but I can't remember the name of it. Horizon
Primal
Zero
Fear.
Dawn.
Horizon.
No, Primal Fear was a banger.
Yeah,
I played the shit out of that game. It did not have a deep moveset.
I knew that wasn't right.
No,
it wasn't
okay.
Primal Fear. That was a movie with Edward Norton.
No, Primal Fear was the one.
Primal Rage.
Primal Rage.
You couldn't be a mastodon, but you could be what? A lizard? A fucking King Kong?
Who fucking knows, man? What? No, that wasn't there. No, I'm conflating Primal Rage with Clay Fighters. Remember Clay Fighters?
Yeah, I don't think I liked. Was that in arcades?
No, I don't think so. I had it at home on my Super Nintendo Entertainment System that my sister would come in and save over my Super Mario World saves, and then we wouldn't talk. I would just throw a fucking half-filled piss jug at her head and say, "Hey, I made you some lemonade." No, I don't think that Clay Fighters was fun because the animation was so cutting edge.
Mm.
But after you play Street Fighter 2, it's like we don't have anything to talk about until Tekken 5.
Yeah.
I just don't think... I mean, look, Marvel versus Capcom. Fun games.
Marvel versus Catcall. Hey, yeah. What's up, Toots? Why don't you glow in the dark over here on my cock?
Hey, Storm, I got some skies you can illuminate. Hey, Jubilee, I got a couple of balls you can make explode.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Chun-Li, why don't you make me come me? Chun-Li had cakes in that game. God, I might have caught a little...
buzz.
Yeah.
A penis buzz.
Hey, Jean Grey, why don't you read my fucking mind right now, Toots? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and Mystique. Yeah, you don't even have to say it. You're just staring at the Phoenix going...
My dick's going to rise from your asses.
Is this actually harassing Professor Xavier?
Why don't you walk over here and blow me?
I bet so many people meet Professor Xavier for the first time, and their first thought is, this guy's going to save mutant kind? He doesn't have any fucking legs.
This guy's my boss?
Yeah. Stumpy Joe Gathers over there? I'm going to sign on to his crazy scheme?
Why doesn't your powerful brain tell your legs to take a fucking walk?
And he's just sitting there.
He makes you suck your own dick. He just bends you over. whoa, hey.
Hey, what's going on here? Is this...
Is he that strong? Oh, he has telekinesis.
He's the most powerful mutant in the world, I think.
And I feel like Jean Grey's the one that could make you do stuff too. Right?
Yeah,
she's
for
very
sure.
Powerful and could make you think things or do things. Makes you
shit your pants.
Makes you think that it's your idea too. Makes you say, I'm going to dump in my pants. Hey, everybody.
Hey, whoa, Gambit. Whoa, whoa. Hey, take the gumbo off the burner because I'm making my own soup.
Just
hello, young mutant. Welcome to Xavier's school. Hey, I got a question for you. When's recess?
Makes you bend the other way to do it.
All the way around. I didn't know he had stretchy powers.
He does not. He's sucking his own dick. If anyone has anything else to say or think, get it out of the way. If you're hungry for your own seed.
The New Mutants are like, did he make you guys? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot.
It's like
he definitely jumped the gun. Uh-huh. I like coughed a little too loud, and all of a sudden, I'm choking on my own balls.
I looked at my watch. Next thing I know,
He's a real stickler.
What's that you're thinking?
Nothing. Nothing, Charles. Nothing, Professor Xavier.
Very good, Wolverine. You're learning. I knew I would break you. Cyclops, take your glasses off. I need a boil lance.
Man, Professor Xavier is he's stern but fair.
Beast.
Made me suck my own dick and gave me a D in mutantry. It's not even a real class. This sucks.
Mutantry.
No. You know what else sucks?
I didn't know I had flight powers.
You don't. Now drop trow and suck you off. Rogue.
He's kind of just English putty.
Rogue, what happens if you touch your own skin? Oh, man. Well, we should just turn it off.
That was a good one. It's not going to get any better. Oh, shit. It's been 9 minutes.
Oh, God.
Stretch.
We're ruined. What other mutants are there that he could make suck?
I thought about Beast ripping a student in half and then making him blow his two parts. He's putting his two halves together. Making them fight.
That'll do. That's all you need.
Juggernaut.
Beast versus Zangief.
Ooh, I think that was available in Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah. We gotta go right now.
That's why they made the game for guys like us. We're sitting around in a hotel room.
Blanca versus Beast. A smart Beast versus a very primal Beast.
No one's ever seen them in the same room at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yellow and blue make green.
Now
we're talking. Green? The Incredible Hulk. He's involved. Marvel versus Capcom.
I wish
versus
that I could.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, the Simpsons
Smithers,
aren't on, by the
Smithers
way.
Smithers against Beast.
Easy.
Oh, yeah, there'd be some fighting, and then there'd be some other stuff.
Mr. Burns. Wait, that...
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. There's a visitor here.
Who is it, Smithers?
He seems to be wanting a handout for his mutant school.
Send him in, ready the dogs.
Hello, Mr. Burns.
Hello, Charles.
I lost it. I didn't know where he's going.
I don't think you had any of them.
I don't think so either.
I was just letting you piss your own pants.
We need an endowment from you, Mr. Burns.
How much do you want?
$500 million.
I'll never give it.
Hold on.
You can.
No?
You'll never have it.
I'd hoped it wouldn't come to this. Glorp! 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 I'm sorry. That's the issue. My wings melted. Mr. Charles Xavier making people suck their own dick. Might be the peak of this podcast, like all time.
We've had some good peaks.
Have we?
Oh, I mean, come on. We laugh really hard almost every episode.
All right. Oh, God.
We're pretty good at making each other giggle, especially in 1.5-star motel room.
Rancid hotel.
Extended stay America.
What did I tell you last night when
we
got here?
We would hear some weird sounds, and we did. Some banging. Mm-hmm. Some weird... Several times throughout the night, I think it was the fridge or something,
yeah,
some type of AC thing, where it sounded like somebody knocking, like they wanted to scare you.
Yeah, like someone was trapped in the fridge.
Yes, and like just, or not even that, because it wasn't panicked. It was like the Terrifier, what's his name? The clown from Terrifier or somebody just knocking a weird little rap so that you get scared and you're like, who is that? And you go out there and you get your head cut off.
And you look to the right and no one's there. And you look to the left and there he is in his golden wheelchair.
Art, I think.
Mr. Charles Xavier.
Do you have any thoughts? I'm lonely.
Penny for your thoughts.
No. You come out there and you see me sucking my own dick while levitating and spinning while Charles Xavier just sits there just clapping along to the rhythms of my fellatio, and you just go back in the room, lock the door. Yeah. You said that you were scared last night. I'm scared.
Yeah, I was kidding, but you did say that we were in for it. Anything and everything was possible at an extended stay America.
Oh yeah, I mean the car alarm every 8 minutes.
I locked the door. I deadbolted the door
as soon as we came in. Yeah, it was
just
smart.
JIC, just in case.
Yeah, there's something right behind my head that just hits about every 2 hours. Just a loud thump.
Nice little slam bang.
Right.
Some people live here. Some people are trying to stay alive in here.
Yeah, the extended stay extends forever here in Bethpage, New York.
Because she's not coming back. You're never going to see your kids again. She said it. She meant it.
Yeah.
And yeah,
she got a certified letter. She mailed it.
Yeah, you would have to, really pull a 180 if you expect to get out of here, and you're not strong enough, so you're stuck, and you know it.
I don't think anyone in here is going to figure it out. This is the Kirk Van Houten suite. There should be race car beds in here and just like a poster of Anna Nicole up there to remind you of the glory days when you were selling real estate in Hicksville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've passed quite a few public storage playgrounds and
it's bleak out that
gas
window.
Stations.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of. Yeah, I mean, it's suburban living for sure. It was, hey, if we go east, maybe there'll be less of them, and there were. But then they came and they settled as well, and then
they opened up a hair salon on every corner. I would try to schedule a haircut for tomorrow for Wide World season 3, which we're filming next week in Eastern Colorado. Little spoiler.
yeah, what's after Tokyo and Paris? Cairo?
Yeah, no, Kiowa. Yeah.
Lebanon?
But I need a haircut.
Leadville.
And I went online, I searched haircuts near me, and all of them said they specialize in Indian men's hair.
Mm-hmm. Silky smooth.
So tomorrow at 1 p.m., I'm getting my hair cut by a man named Deep. And there's a J and an H in his name somehow. So I think it's DJHEEP.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm hoping it's just Jeep.
Jeep.
May I park my Jeep?
It's not going to be cheap, Jeep.
Hey, Jeep.
I'm going to be counting Jeep tonight.
Save all the hair.
I want the hair.
I'm making a wig for Mr. Xavier.
I want to fuck my own hair.
Ew.
You do. That's
Beckering?
You.
No.
Beckering.
Giving him all that hair was the highlight of that show. Watch Wide World episode 2 if you're not.
Funny episode. More weirdness, stranger in a strange land type shit.
Yep.
You're walking amongst just it's just a whole other world over there.
When are we going to get our fucking Peabody for not smoking weed in Japan?
Peabody?
Peabody Award.
Peabody.
Yeah. You already have Peabody.
What?
Your body either looks like one big pea, like a legume.
It's three, yeah.
It's shaped like a pea. Yeah, your head, your body. You have your legs today, which is good. Your ass is a third pea.
I wish.
Your penis is a pea.
My pants would stay up if I had a pea butt.
Or you look like the sack that a catheter empties into. You have pea body.
Pea bag.
Pee bag, sure.
Piss bag. There's a little blood in there, but not enough to call the nurse in.
Yeah.
It's a healthy amount of
blood. It could be Tabasco. Mm-hmm. Someone snuck in some Chipotle for you, because every meal could be your last meal.
Oh, Chipotle. I'll bet there's 9 of them in a 4-mile radius.
Yeah, but how are we going to get there?
A lot of
we
chains.
Should have rented a car for this one.
It's chains and then like Uncle Ed's Bagel Deli.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been there since like 84.
And check cashing joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all right out here, but I could see how people could go a little nuts.
Well, you know the good thing about the suburbs in most parts of the world is that the houses were built 12 years ago. Mm. So you walk in, if you're a little poor kid from Elbert County, you go to your buddy's house over there in Lone Tree. You know, dad left, mom got a bunch of money, bought a McMansion.
Fake tits.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're dumped.
They're out.
She threw her bras away.
Yeah, she's been listening to a lot of Lit as she gets her groove back.
Stacy's mom, where she's like, I'm Stacy's mom.
No, you're Russell's grandma. My mom would always drop me off at like Jancicock's house and be like, oh, another McMansion. Fucking cookie cutter. And I'd go in there and I'd be like, this is the greatest house I've ever been in. Half of it's not underground, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, coming from your house that was built in 1894.
Yeah, the west walls are made of fucking hay.
It was when people didn't get over 140 pounds and were not taller than 5'8".
Well, the Indian ghosts who we built that house on top of got their revenge because old Sam T was unleashed in that house out of nowhere.
You outgrew the house, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
were too big in high school to be in that house.
Middle school.
Yeah. Were you banished to the clubhouse?
The clubhouse didn't exist till I was in 10th grade.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had to live in the stables.
You just had to roam.
Yeah. Yeah,
until the dinner bell.
Why do you think I love peeling bark so much? I was trying to build myself a house.
You had to be out there.
Shelter.
And it was cold, yeah.
Yeah. Made friends with the spiders.
Dude.
Uh-oh.
We have to tell everybody about our crazy separate adventures where we were knocking on death's door.
Oh my god.
Same day. So we almost lost both of us.
In a 48-hour period.
Passed in the ways that we could have passed.
Dude.
Do you want me to go first?
Go first. Yeah, paint them a picture. Take your time with it.
No,
dude.
These are both crazy.
I know,
but we have a half hour.
No, I'm not saying milk. I'm just saying, like, don't rush. It's a good story.
Okay.
You told me the whole story.
So, Tuesday, I bartend at the Trinidad Lounge.
Come on down. It's ask for lunch on Tuesdays.
Still safe, I promise. No, but there's a few people. There's 10 people, a dozen people in the bar.
Ladies' pool night.
It was, and most of the ladies had left, mm-hmm. had finished up league play.
It was just sluts behind.
There were a couple of the horniest of the of the league ladies.
Yeah.
Were sniffing around. No, there's just a few people in the bar, and including a guy who has come in a few times. Seems nice enough, normal enough. He mentions how he's 20 years ago he was in Iraq. You know, he's glad to be home. Whatever. I think it was the anniversary of his deployment or something.
Story, I thought you said he was in the movie Arachnophobia. He couldn't get over it.
Dan Aykroyd. No, John Goodman. God damn it.
Okay.
Arachnoid phobia is what I always think about. So I pictured Dan Aykroyd somewhere in the mix.
Wow.
Arachnoid phobia, yeah.
That's a glimpse inside of your mind I never saw.
Oh, be careful. There's a 15-minute time limit. It's like a hot tub. It'll kill a kid if he's in there too long. So there's this guy, and he seems fine. But then he goes into the next room to play pool. And after a few minutes, a woman that I know well, she's nice, nice enough. She comes around the corner and goes, "This guy just called me a fucking cunt. He needs to go." And I was like, "Oh, good. I have to deal with." And then he's just screaming around the corner, pissed.
Did any part of you, when she said he called me a cunt, think, "Well, yeah, what did you say?"
No.
Because you have a history with this woman. Is this the ginger beer woman?
No.
Okay.
She comes into the bar now and then. She's fine. She's great.
She's a jewel.
Yeah, but she says that this guy needs to go, and then he proves it because he's screaming. He has lost his mind.
Yeah.
"I'm gonna fucking kill you, you bitch! I'll fucking kill you! I'll punch you in your fucking face!"
Okay,
and
that's Southern Colorado courtship right there.
A guy who works at another bar is like walking him out, which I appreciated. He's talking to him, and I'm like, "Hey, hold on." I run his card real quick because I want to get him out of there.
Yeah, you don't want to let him get those four Bud Heavies on the house.
I don't want him to tip me two on 33, so I keep him moving. And no, I just don't want a reason for him to come back the next day, right. Whatever. I want him to be done.
Join our membership club before you go. Give us your email, your phone number.
Here, have a shot for the road.
Yeah.
No, but... The guy that had been talking to him and playing pool had mentioned to a couple people that he had a gun, either on him or with him. He had mentioned it.
He didn't brandish it on his way out.
Didn't brandish it.
Yeah.
Didn't say, "This is for Xavier if he tries to make me blow myself."
If only Xavier was there. Put down the gun and pick up the pistol.
Yeah, Magneto makes the gun, just... rip out of his hands.
Well, no, he pulls all the iron that's in his blood, and he magnetizes it in the guy's mouth, and then he makes him hold the gun down by his dick, and then he makes him suck his own gun. That's what Magneto can also make you suck your own dick. If you're wearing like a watch, watch out around Magneto. If you have a heavy ring, he can make you do it.
you have a tongue ring. Like, "Oh, you're going to enjoy this."
Oh, crap.
So
you don't have a tongue ring, but you do have a Prince Albert, don't you? Brings the dick to you.
At least he brought the dick to me.
Cause of death, dick through own brain.
So this guy has lost his mind.
Yeah.
He's screaming bloody murder,
broken by war,
at a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yes, broken brain. Who knows what he did over there, what he saw over there,
whose orders he was just following.
That's right. He didn't he didn't leave it over there.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kyle was a friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he fucking, it was so nuts, and said something like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure the cops are fucking on their way." And I was like, "I'm not gonna call them if you leave." And I think that's a good call, right? And no, because then I hear about the gun, and
right.
I'm like, "Oh shit!" So,
because you don't like to call the cops, I know that.
No,
about
I don't want to involve right. cops. Oh yeah, he yelled at someone.
He called some kind of cunt. What are you gonna do?
Boys will be boys. No,
it's a living.
No, it sucked. But yeah, I want him out, and then that could have been the end of it. But no, he had a fucking piece on him.
Right, not a peace pipe. He wasn't trying to smoke him.
No, he was. God, he was so fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And so a guy thinks to lock the door, which was great. Another guy had watched him walk away, but then looked outside after a minute, and he was like, yeah, he left. Oh wait, no, he's turning around. So lock the door. And we're all just in there wondering what the guy's gonna do. And yeah. he walked back up to the entrance of the bar.
Did he pound?
No, he didn't pound. He didn't kick.
Okay.
You know, obviously, the main fear was that, you know, we're going to hear a couple gunshots to the door, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to have to throw somebody
to
towards him
yeah.
and say, hey, shoot her. I've got a mouth to feed. Me.
Thank God he didn't have teleportation powers. Wasn't Nightcrawler.
Wasn't Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler would have been up our asses.
That's the one guy that he can't get to suck his own dick because he moves around so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over here. My dick's over here.
Right. Yeah.
You'll never catch me. But yeah, it was very scary. And obviously, in the moment, I wasn't completely terrified
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't really thinking that he had a gun on him. I just thought he was, you know, pissed at a woman for telling him no. Mm-hmm. Like, he had off. It turns out he was like hitting on them, but he also was like, I work at an apartment complex. We find all kinds of drugs. You want some heroin? I got heroin in the car. And they were like, no, we don't actually. We're good.
Maybe offer a drink.
We're playing pool and having a cranberry vodka.
Yeah.
So maybe, cool it on the spot. On the H talk.
I've been milking this Michelob Ultra for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're fine.
What happened to flowers?
We're good as is.
What happened to you? Hey, you want to go see a movie?
How about four quarters for the next game of pool?
Mm-hmm.
But no, yeah, and he lost his fucking mind.
Yeah,
did end up calling the cops. They got him like a few blocks away, arrested him. He mm-hmm. had got in trouble a year before because somebody looked him up on he was on the Trinidad PD website.
Ah.
So he had some trouble last year.
So hey, that's where you guys can find him, guys.
That's right. In his mugshot from a year ago, he had Fallout Boy hair. He had Fallout Boy hair.
No way.
He looked...
In 2023?
Pretty funny, yeah.
What?
He was going for a Pete Wentz.
Holy shit.
Meets Carson Wentz.
So that means over the eye, right?
He could have, yeah.
Is it the one that's kind of like this?
Not swoopy, but long, and he had some options.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Okay,
and I'll bet he went to.
He could have played bass in The Used or Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like he could have been an early AFI or late AFI.
Okay.
He had...
Oh, wait, it was just the guy from AFI.
God, he caused some fucking Davey havoc that night. And it's a Tuesday. I've kicked out like two people
mm-hmm.
in 3 years of bartending there. Right. It's usually very... it's ladies' pool night on Tuesdays. It's fucking people complaining...
You guys close at 11.
Yeah, it's people complaining about the amount of ice in their drink. You know, it's not... I'll fucking kill you, just like I killed that kid in fucking Baghdad.
Whoops.
My brain. Sucks his own dick up his own accord. I was just following orders. The orders were to suck his own dick. So yeah, after being like you at the Lions game, just like, anybody need a drink, you know, for an hour,
uh-huh.
I start to think about how bad that could have gone.
Oh shit,
I was
dude,
stuck behind the bar. Mm-hmm. I would have had to throw bottles at him until he ran out of bullets.
I would hope that you would bail.
It would have been hard to bail because I would have had to go out.
Yeah, but if you do it hedgehog style,
I would have had to crawl bear crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Back in high school football.
Ugh.
Bear crawl.
I hated that.
Yeah, they sucked.
Fuck, dude.
So, yes. Scary. Mm-hmm. Could have been worse. I was glad for the jacked up freaks at the Trinidad PD that showed up. They both looked like they could kill you so easily.
Sure, yeah.
Not the typical, you know.
Like muscle pigs?
Portly.
Yeah.
Yeah, doofus looking. No, they looked... yeah,
Terry Tate, office
pretty,
linebacker.
They were pretty intense looking.
Sure.
Kind of what you want in a cop, right?
Yeah, yeah. You want sunglasses at night, mirrored shades.
Huge.
Haircut you can set a clock to. Is that what they say? Is that a thing? Eat dinner off of, I guess? You want a flat top haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
You want it level.
And, you know, they were fine. I think the cops in Trinidad are mostly not pure evil, so that's good. But
wow, loves cops. You heard it here first, guys. Calling the cops on disabled veterans who couldn't get any nanny and they lost their mind. Well, they sacrificed everything for this country. How about a little bit of pussy?
How about a slur? Do some heroin with him.
Hang out with fucking Professor Xavier, if you know what I mean.
So, yeah,
whoa, Colossus, you're back. Why are you thinking such nasty things, Colossus?
He loves it.
I just want the treatment, Professor. It doesn't do it for me if you're into it, though. It's about the power. I see, Professor. Well, I must. May I just suck my own dick? Do as you wish. You've learned so much. In fact, the student has become the teacher.
I couldn't feel it down there, but my mouth is full of nerves.
Well played.
All right, so yes, my night was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And then you had a very different day.
I sure did. Yeah. Mine was not at the hand of a war criminal. Mine was the very earth itself committing treason upon my human form.
It's supposed to keep us on this side of it.
Dude, that's its only job. That's its whole thing.
Yeah.
It's keep me on top of it.
Water, you know what you're getting into. Yeah, it's going to try to suck you under.
Water's mercurial.
And also lift you up?
Yeah, yeah. Water can do whatever it wants to me. That's the agreement that I made with water long ago. But the earth, your job is pretty much, hey, I'll stay up here. Whatever's down there, that's your business. We're like roommates who met on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. It's like you get the bathroom from 2 to 4. I get it from 5 to 6. Whatever happens in there, I'll have my earbuds in, pal. So, yeah. I'm walking out in the open space area where I go on my long walks daily. And it was the day after a big rain. And when I walk in the open space, there are paths, but then there's also just open fields. And I like to trudge the fields. So I may be trespassing when I'm down there. I don't know. All I know is that I've never seen a single soul on my month or so of daily walks out there. I'm completely alone. And
man cannot own the dirt.
Very good.
Your dad told me that.
Yeah. Are you going to cut my hair tomorrow? I don't even think this is that weird of a story until I think about it later. Mm. I'm out there walking, and like one of the pathways that I'm on through this field is flooded. So I'm like, okay, I'll just walk around it. So I walk into the grass. And
another win for Sam T.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll walk around it.
Nice try, mud.
Not today.
Yeah, well, if I only knew just how wrong I was going to be.
It was a trap.
Because I start walking. There was a child screaming in the hallway, right?
Yeah, in the light.
Okay, good.
Running, having a good time. They're about to go to Global Buffet, even though we're not. We're not allowed.
Haven't you been, your love of life has been rekindled after your near-death experience?
Yeah, I want to eat the world.
So you want to go to Global Buffet.
Global Buffet Industries.
We're going to Global Buffet for dinner. How about that? Does that
no,
prick you
No, you
up?
Don't want to. Let's.
I want to go. I want to observe.
We'll figure it out.
I want to observe.
No,
there's
you don't want...
There's a buffet across the parking lot from Governor's, and Lund somehow knew about it before we got here?
I looked at what food was around there yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have that, like... Your filters are set to just buffet, so it's good for you. I'm out in the walk.
It's just you.
Just me alone.
You've never had a car pass you out there.
Oh, yeah, and I'm also probably a half hour from the road at this point.
Okay,
I've been trudging. Yeah. This is on Monday. Pat just got to my house. I went on my walk. And I took a step.
Did he take you out there and
no,
leave you?
No, no.
Or you just pounded from the house?
Pound.
Outside of town.
Pound job. And I step in. Just
Pat was pounding as well.
Yeah, he was in Emily's room saying, "I'm Sam." Anyway, one single step. Next thing I know, I'm up to my ball bag in mud. I have a completely
just cartoonish.
Yeah,
almost disappear.
Uh huh. Yeah, like.
God.
And there's all these signs everywhere that say, "Watch out, dangerous mud."
Which Killer is, mud.
Yeah, which I thought was just like a new name for like bubble hash or something. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll keep my eyes open for that killer mud.
20% off.
Yeah. No, but yeah, there's signs in Otero County that say...
Don't tell them.
Well, I know, but they say, dangerous mud. I'll make sure I'll get it on film when we film down there. And yeah, I'm up to my ball bag in mud. I'm just completely, one leg is like missing into the earth. And luckily, my dad... He's always told me what to do if there's a mud attack, which is, I think, the same thing as if you're on thin ice or if you hear ice crack, because you spread your body weight on, you have to go to the ground.
Thin ice for sure, yeah.
Right. So I hit the mud, and now my whole body is just laying in mud. Gotta say, didn't mind it. I like a little mud party.
It's
God
you like,
slime.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with
it. You like
it.
Mud, you like slime.
Sure, yeah. I like,
you're a texture guy.
I like shaving cream fresh out of the can. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one to play with, smash around. But
it is. I know.
It's a great texture.
I know that texture. Barbasol.
Oh, my God.
It's practically a solid.
Yeah, it's practically a sin.
It's neat.
How good it feels.
Neato.
So I have to then lay there in the mud, wallowing. Literally wallowing like a human pig. Yeah.
Rooting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I found some truffles. That was good. But I was able to work my leg out slowly.
Over the course of 4 hours.
No, it's like 8 minutes, I think. It was under 10 minutes. Because I was listening to 10-minute podcasts. Just kidding. So I was working my leg out, and I got it out, and then I just had to come home Mudman.
The rest of you didn't plunge as deep as the one leg.
No. As soon as I took the pressure off the one leg and laid down, I could feel like a... What I'm really worried about is some kind of cave-in in that
revenge
situation, and I get a crushing injury from the earth. Because my leg is probably... I mean, I'm not the best estimator, but 6 feet long, you know, one of my legs. Yeah. And that's what the earth's crust, and then the core is just molten fire.
Mantle.
Right, mantle,
crust,
and then there's the
mantle,
armoire.
Core.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the hutch down here.
The mantle's where the pictures are.
Right.
Mostly Sophie. You have one.
Yeah,
she has seven.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has to, or sure, you know. And, yeah, so I was just worried I was going to get crushed, because Emily's been talking about crushing injuries a lot, how they're the worst injuries. Because, you know, we work in we live in an agricultural area where the workers come in. Some of them just get their, you know, whole forearm crushed in some kind of antique farm equipment. And
thresher,
there was recently a tractor door.
Tractor door.
Yeah, tractor door was automated and just kept closing and closing and closing until the guy came in and his arm looked like fruit roll up. Yeah, like it was just everything was compacted down to this thin fruit leather type situation.
Arm by the foot.
Yeah, that's what he paid. Emmy made a field day that day. But yeah, I was in mud and it was kind of like you. I just had this like kind of cold stoicism about being like, well, either I get out of the mud or I'm the guy who drowned in mud. And boy howdy, everyone's gonna have a nice time with that. Everyone's gonna be thinking, yep, we saw this coming. Death by mud, Sam Talent story.
Mine would have been very
noble.
No, I would have been shot in the back running away.
Shot in the butt.
He saved three of us because he ran at the attacker. No. He shoved me into the path of the bullets and still got one in the spine.
He pointed at me and said, her, please her.
Got one where his spine would have been if he weren't such a goddamn coward.
He pointed at me and said, remember what a cunt she was earlier?
Yeah, your problem's with her, not me.
Yeah.
I'm a dude. I get it.
I understand completely.
I'm single. It sucks.
You bite your wedding ring finger off?
I haven't been wearing one.
Oh, nice.
More tips.
See you at the buffet.
Ladies pool league.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was what was making my hand itch. Turns out it's everything else. It's not monogamy. It's not commitment. It's not tungsten.
Yeah.
It's certain strains of weed and one of my dogs. But no, my
which dog is it?
Mama, I think Megan and I are a little allergic to.
You're literally allergic to mama.
I don't know. Okay. I haven't figured it out. The main culprit is burning my hand with hot water. But I have a sensitivity to some butt wipes and maybe short hair dogs.
Quit wiping. That's what I did. Look at me now.
Tushy sent us a bidet 2 months ago. Yeah. I can't bring myself to install it.
What?
I can't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? It's so easy.
It feels like homework.
Pat does it.
It would take me 9 seconds.
Pat Richardson does it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I know I can do it. I just keep looking at it, and it makes me feel like a bad boy.
Holy shit.
To not do it. I don't know. But no, me being shot in America by a crazy person is very expected.
It's a dime a dozen.
Dying in the mud in the middle of nowhere is insane.
It would only help my legacy.
It would just be such a crazy, it's just such a wild way.
Yeah.
That you could end your life.
Well, there we are. There I am in the casket. They hosed me off. All right.
No, you're still muddy.
I'm still muddy. I'm straight from the mud into the cardboard box. Everyone is assembled. Everyone's mourning. The Tonight Show band is there. They're
Max
playing.
Weinberg.
Yeah, Max Weinberg reassembled the band. They're playing you on. You know, they hear from outside. They hear. You peel in. You're on your hog. You're on that hog that you bought with all the money you got in my will. You're dressed in all leather, of course, as is our gentleman's agreement. Whoever dies first.
Aykroyd.
Yeah, you have to go Aykroyd at Belushi's funeral. Which is just dressed in all leather while giving a eulogy that no one arranged for you. Oh, yeah.
Frills, I believe.
Yeah, he had the Tom of Finland hat on for sure. He was there for some rough trade eulogy. And so you have to walk in. What's your eulogy look like in that moment? I'll be me, you be you. Ready? I'm buried with my podcaster's mic.
God damn it, Sam. You were supposed to go first, and you did. No, I'm supposed to go first. I'm older. I'm grosser. You switched to Zins. I'm still puffing on stogies. I can't believe I made this fucking bet when I was 29 and you were 25 to dress in all leather. I'm not crying. I'm sweating. I get a laugh out of your dead body. That'd be sick. I still got it, but you don't. Thank you to Professor Xavier for being here. Sam, enjoy sucking it one last time. Like you never could. Like you never could in life. He makes you gaggle.
They're playing Taps.
Yeah, for some reason you get a military funeral. Stolen valor at your funeral. He wanted it this way. And he wanted me in all leather.
And he died doing what he loved. Fighting with mud.
He usually won his battles with mud and slime. But
squishing
this time,
squishing a viscous solid. That was his whole thing.
Now God is squishing you up there. You're putty in his hands.
I'm putty.
You're doing putty. Yeah. While he's molding you into a ball with a head.
Hey God. I'm putty, huh? Get it? Yes. God has the same voices. Professor Xavier.
Probably similar voices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Commanding.
Oh, God. What fun we've had here today.
But yeah, thank God we're both still here. Bringing
on this
you,
side of the earth.
Bringing you content
mm-hmm.
that you can listen to while you drive a forklift.
Hey, I wish you would come pick me up and pallet jack me all the way to Governor's tonight. We're going to need a getaway driver.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like we could have a lot of tough guys, mm-hmm. and we are not tough guys. We're silly little doofs.
Yes.
And it's annoying when tough guys act like we are less than.
Right.
Because, of course, we could throw some fisticuffs. Mm-hmm. I could slam a guy into a table.
I'll give you a single leg takedown that'll fucking make your jaw jack,
give
brother.
Give you a side Russian leg sweep into figure four. But yeah, hopefully we don't get tried, because I don't like to be that guy. I don't like to be a fucking animal. I don't want to be Primal Rage.
No, you want to be clay fighters.
I want to be, yeah, a little evil snowman.
I want to be Putty reading for Charles Xavier. Storm, it's me, Professor Charles Xavier. Got a new move I've been working on. Never seen a monkey change an oil pan.
Why are you saying that to Storm?
Sauce monkey.
Yeah.
Storm's Italian. Sicilian.
She is.
There's a
yeah.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
According to a lady in Timonium, Maryland.
That's right.
There's a resistance.
Emmy would have been so disappointed if I drowned in mud. Because I've told her about the whole mud thing. Mm-hmm. That I walk in the places that say, you know, dangerous mud.
We got to get that sign.
I will. Maybe we'll recreate the whole incident.
Yeah.
Let's We're going to be recreating a lot of stuff. I'm actually going to be scoring a touchdown in a high school football game.
Oh, hell yeah.
That'll be cool. Yeah. I'm
like,
also going to
be... Like when they have the 85-year-old check into the game, the alumnus.
Wearing a leather helmet.
Special needs kid.
Yeah.
Who goes, runs the wrong way.
This is the rare special needs alumnus. And coming in at fullback, number 75, Elizabeth High School, class of 2005. Let's hear it for him. Sam, the Mudman talent. And checking in at quarterback, this is a bit interesting. From Bridgeport, Connecticut, leader of Xavier School for Extraordinary Students, Professor Charles Xavier. Oh, and there's the snap count. And the defense seems to be sucking their own dick. Oh, no, the nose tackle has a visor on. He's just mushing his nub against the glass like a confused bird, pecking at a worm. Oh, Charles, and here's the snap. There's the handoff. Talent's in for six.
Oh, wait. It appears that Sam is not pleased with the play calling, even though he got into the end zone. He's really getting into it with his quarterback. Oh, and now he's getting into his own dick.
There he is. There's a 12th man on the field for the defense because talent is S-ing his own D. Well, that's been another great game of high school football. Let's forget for the bit that these kids are children. Bit of a whoopsie from the broadcaster's booth on that one.
Oh, God. If you could have sucked your own dick in high school, you wouldn't have lettered in anything. Well, one thing. You wear the patch. It's like, Sam, you didn't have to.
We all know what he lettered in.
It's a picture of you on the patch. What is...
Sam, I heard you got a scholarship to Xavier School. Yeah, but I won't take it. I'm not going there. I'm never going back. I got it. Those guys who say if I could suck my own dick, I'd never leave the house. It's like, it gets boring. I can jerk off. I still get out and about. Now I have a dick in my mouth. I think I might, you know, pass. It's not like you just got fucking Xavier brain just making it. Oh, no!
it would be like jacking it. It's pretty cool.
It's fine.
But you don't do it. You leave the house.
Right.
You still go for a walk.
You still have relationships.
You still have to go... You still have to go brave that mud.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to live your life. You can't just always S your own D.
Remember.
Until the cops come.
Send out the dick as a sign of good faith. Come and take it from my cold dead mouth.
God. Oh,
man,
shit.
This is a giggly one, dude.
Whew. Yeah,
we're the best podcast. It's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
We're literally the best one.
I think that's true.
Yeah,
the most informative. And the best, which is, it's hard to do both. Somehow we straddle that fence.
Oh, yeah, we inform. We're here to teach.
I'm looking at a Lamborghini right now. A white Lamborghini.
That is a Papa John's thin crust pizza. Oh, outside?
Outside. Look at that Lambo. Wow.
Looking out the windows, nuts, after staring at The Simpsons for the last hour.
Yeah, I've been looking at that Lambo. I didn't see who got out of it, but, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're dropping down a wheelchair ramp. Oh, my God, it's him. Oh, Charles, we're in the Northeast. Oh, his nurse is loading him in the chair. He didn't tip the nurse. Nurse seems to... Nurse is making like a... it made a face, and now, of course, the scrubs are off, sucking his own Haitian dick out there. Okay. Charles seems to be coming our way. You don't have unfinished business, do you?
I thought we were square.
Yeah. No.
I did a set at the school, and I didn't say anything untoward. I didn't call any of the mutants freaks. I didn't even call them mutants, because I heard that was like a for us, by us kind of a thing.
Muties is the worst one.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. Right. So I didn't say the M word. Mm-hmm. I didn't say the F word.
No.
I mean, I said fuck quite a few
times. That would have pissed off Iceman. Because he's a homosexual now.
Iceman.
Yeah. Bobby Drake. Huh.
Not the Silver Surfer.
No, Iceman. No. I think the Silver Surfer, he might be gay too.
Iceman isn't a Mega Man.
Iceman says a lot of things. Oh, yeah. Hey, Charles, suck it. Whoops. I would sure hate if... Oh, yeah, there I am. Bummer. Oh, it sucks to be S-ing my own D. I sure hate this. Charles, you suck. No, you too, Poppy. We know what you've been doing.
His tongue gets stuck to his frozen dick.
We know what you've been doing in Cerebro, Bobby.
My flagpole. I'm stuck to a flagpole.
I'm sure a lot of people have done the danger room bit. Just like they can recreate, you know, it's like it creates 4D reality in the danger room, and it's supposed to be a fight simulator. But
yeah.
You can just go in there and have sex with it.
With whoever.
Whoever you want, yeah.
Oh, hello, Annette Funicello.
Yeah. Hello, Rogue from the original cartoon when she still had them cakes. Have you seen the Dork Malorks pissed about Rogue not having a big old dumper in the new X-Men cartoon?
No.
And they're like, this is butt erasure.
Why don't they look the same?
Oh, I don't know, but Rogue had like a notoriously cool, hefty pad.
Cool butt.
Yeah. And now in this next one, she's fucking a couple of latkes. Yeah.
She's from Levittown in this new one.
We're going to have a lot of hairdressers at the shows tonight. A lot of guys who work construction but don't show up.
Big hair.
Mm-hmm. Don't care.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be fun. The rare one show a night.
Yeah.
Which feels like a dream. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine
it's
a world
best.
Where you do one show and then you're done?
I can't get enough of it, man.
You don't have to get up on the get down.
No.
For the double dip, the late night.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Get there at 8, leave at 9:31. Tim Dillon style.
Pin me, pay me.
Mm-hmm. No merch to sell this weekend. Damn. AJ's coming tomorrow. Shout out to AJ. We'll see you at the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sorry, Beasley called you a sex worker. That was nuts.
Yeah. What? Don't assume.
Yeah.
Anything.
Especially someone's occupation or gender.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy world out there.
It's a beautiful world we live in.
That Lambo is sucking its own dick. Just ripped the roof in half as it blew, as it's blowing itself. Well,
is that an hour?
Yeah, we're looking pretty good.
Cool.
Anything to... We talked about Wide World.
We don't got to plug shit.
Why do we always do the Patreon first?
It doesn't have to be a Patreon. This can be a free one.
No.
You said cunt like 12 times.
Oh, no. The censors.
The sensei.
Well, yeah, then thank you for being a patron. Thank
How
you
about
for
we do this?
Friend.
This one was really funny. We could put it out as free one.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, but then we have to do an ad.
Yeah. Get the ad. I'll do plugs. Hey, this isn't a Patreon, so thank you for joining us. This one was very fun. We love you. If you want to be a Patreon member, join patreon.com/chubbybehemoth. $5 gets you more hilarious shit like this because we're the best. And come
so
and
many
see.
Good episodes on our Patreon.
Oh yeah, great stuff. If you want to go support Wide World, get Pat some money. That is patreon.com/samtalentwideworld. No S. We're going to be putting out episode 3 in the next 2 or 3 weeks. One more Tokyo episode before we move on to Paderi. You can come see me. When does this? What's next week? Oh yeah. Oh, Detroit. I added a little pop-up show March 16th at the Independent Comedy Club in Detroit. It might be sold out already, but check on that. Traverse City, Michigan, Lance, Michigan, Fort Worth, Dallas. We love you down there. Samtalent.com. I think a lot of tickets just went on sale this week for all the dates on there. And, you know, Lund, he's at it. Lund's the man.
We
crushed on Stabby's World. That episode's coming out soon.
Dude, thank you. You got me on there. You brought up some some funny and fucking...
I was just stockdening your Malone. I was letting the big man eat.
Well,
I was feeding you.
I was banging a 16-year-old. I mean, I was slam dunking with one hand behind my head.
Yeah.
Do we have an ad?
I don't know. God, I do not know.
I don't see one, but sometimes I don't get them.
Here's something you can do. Fucking share Wide World, man. I know that you're probably tired of hearing us, but we're really proud of that show. It's nice to collaborate with the boys. So yeah, if you could just like share it. I don't know. Obviously, if you can go and subscribe to my channel, like, subscribe, comment, all that YouTube talk, that'd be huge. And I'm grateful that you guys are enjoying it. Thank you for watching that. Goodbye.
Bye.
No ad?
I don't think so.